This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, now look, hosting Marketplace is great and all, but we know opportunities around here when we see them, and we see one in the Boston Globe. The Times Company, owners of the New York Times, is looking to sell the Globe, has been for a while now. And really, what better place for us to start a media empire? So we asked Marketplace's Eve Troe to find out what it would take for us to buy it.
Now, we're not going to do a public radio pledge drive to raise money to buy the Boston Globe. But if we could, I asked media analyst Ken Doctor, who writes the blog Newsonomics, if we should.
This is a great buy.
He says the Globe's newsroom hasn't been gutted, like other papers. Plus, adding the Globe would let Marketplace try for the golden fleece of media, convergence, to bring words, audio, video, digital, everything together in one company. And the paper makes money, about $20 million a year. So, all right, what should we pay?
$100 million would be about 4 to 5 times that annual profit. And that is what these newspapers are going for these days.
So I had Kai call up our company's chief operating officer in Minnesota, Dave Kansas.
Hello.
Hey, Dave, it's Kai. How are you, man?
I'm good, Kai. How are you?
Good. Listen, I need something.
Okay.
$100 million. You got that that I can borrow?
Not on me. What?
I want to buy the Boston Globe.
The Boston Globe?
The Boston Globe. You know the paper, right? New York Times is selling it, and honestly, I think it could be a steal for us.
A $100 million steal for dead trees? I hate to let you down, Kai, but I've got to say no.
Maybe just as well. Journalism professor Jeff Jarvis at City University of New York says the Boston Globe is a great brand, but it also has...
debt, pension, big old facilities, unions, and other difficulties of life.
Jarvis says we'd have to be prepared to be the bad guys.
Could you go through the painful process of reducing the Boston Globe to Boston.com?
Massive layoffs, axing the printed paper, these things are inevitable, he says. And we don't have that $100 million to invest anyway. Let's just ensure our own survival first. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.